A group of private investigators is looking to conduct a search in the North Bay area for Luke Jolie Durocher. Brett Robinson, director of Central Canada Investigations for Please Bring Me Home, told Bay Today, "Kind of layering all this evidence together has pointed to a number of spots worthy of searching," Robinson explained. "So we are coming, and we will come and group them together and do a number of those spots in North Bay as well as at least another two locations outside of North Bay. We are going to try to do it all within a 3 or 4 hour period, but you never really know how long it is going to take because you go to a location and then the dogs take over." The organization, which has done close to 40 investigations in Ontario alone, has started a GoFundMe page to help pay for some of the expenses involved with the search. "What the funds are for is if we bring the ground-penetrating radar, GPR, experts up, we are for sure bringing the dogs up. It is undecided if we are going to be doing GPR, so now it is the dogs, and the dogs have a minor fee, but then mileage and lodging are what is going to be the main cost. Any volunteers from Please Bring Me Home have zero access to the funds. It is really for the experts that go to the search area." Please Bring Me Home was brought in as private investigators by Luke's mother, Monique Durocher. "I do endorse the fundraiser by Please Bring Me Home to search for my son. It was me who asked them for assistance," said Monique Durocher on social media. See related. Rob Jolie and Pi check out missing son's apartment. And, police search Temiscaming home relating to Jolie Durocher case. Back in late August, another private investigator, coordinated through Luke's father Rob Jolie, brought a team to the Sherbrooke Street residence in North Bay where Luke was last seen on March 4, 2011. Jolie also commented on the Please Bring Me Home GoFundMe page connected to the searches for Luke and others. Jolie stated that Pulse Private Investigations is working on Luke's case at absolutely no charge and that there is no cost associated with any searches that they do. Pulse does not solicit or accept donations, Jolie stated in the release. Jolie encourages people looking to contribute to fundraisers to ask questions about how their donations will be used and how searches are planned before donating. Nick Oldreve, executive director, Please Bring Me Home, realizes there is a rift between the two sides of the family. Oldreve says he would like to work with both the Pulse investigators and Rob Jolie to help find Luke Jolie Durocher as a team. "We have made plenty of attempts to try and merge that together so we can assist in locating Luke," said Oldreve. "At the end of the day, nothing else matters to us, and furthermore to the last article that was out he had commented that people should do their research before donating to a fundraiser, I couldn't agree more, so having the opportunity to share what the fundraiser is for, and that the funds would be used for and the search for Luke, would be fantastic." A reward of $50,000 remains in place for anyone with information on Luke's whereabouts. Anyone interested can access the Please Bring Me Home GoFundMe here.